The way that your body uses the air that you breathe in is that it has to warm it and humidify it. So wintertime, your body needs to work a lot harder to get that air up to a temperature and a humidity where it can use the oxygen that's in it. And so when you're outside in the cold, dry air, you're actually losing quite a bit more in what we call insensible losses, meaning losses you can't measure.
Losses of what? The humid air inside?
That's right. Think of those NFL videos where you watch the players and the steam is coming out of their mouth. That's heat and humidity that you're losing in that steam.
Obviously, to combat dehydration, you'd say consuming fluids, but you have to be careful what kind and maybe how much.
Dehydration is something that's way more easily preventable than it is treatable. And I think the thing to remember is that by the time you get thirsty, your body is already, some people say, as much as 25% or 30% depleted in the volume that it needs. So the thirst trigger occurs way late in the game, which means that if you're involved in athletic or activities outdoors that require you to exert yourself, or prolonged activities outdoors, you might be outside watching a parade, not really exerting yourself, you still need to remember that you have to continue to account for the fluid that you're losing by drinking, at the very minimum, water. Some people say water and half-strength Gatorade or any of those sports replacement drinks like that to help replace some of the electrolytes that you lose in sweat during athletics. And then I think it's also important, and look, this is the time of year, it's the holiday season, where everybody's out having a drink with their families or friends or having some holiday revelry. And alcohol hurts you in two ways when you talk about winter dehydration. First, alcohol is a diuretic, helps you lose fluid. But the other thing that it does is make you, Sam, a little less in tune with some of the other cues that your body may be giving you that it's time to slow down.
Other types of fluids, liquids that you should avoid?
Caffeinated beverages, carbonated beverages. They are not as effective at rehydrating the body as some of the other things we talked about.
Consequences of dehydration. What can it do to the body?
You know, the body is a finely tuned machine that requires all of its pieces in pretty good balance to work out. And so when you don't have enough fluids, all the things that your body does, whether it's enzymatic reactions, whether it's cellular metabolism, whether it's, you know, your muscles working at optimal performance, none of those things work as well as they should. So you really need to make sure that all those pieces are in balance. And so fluid is very important to maintain the normal functioning of the human body. A good rule of thumb is to make sure that you should have to pee regularly. And if you don't, and if you think, you know what, I haven't peed since this morning, and here you are, it's 4 or 5 in the afternoon, you're behind on your fluid intake.
Other symptoms or warning signs of dehydration?
Yeah, dizziness when you stand up, feeling like your muscle cramps and stuff like that. All of those are your body telling you, hey, something is not right.
Just how much is plenty of water?
That has so many different variables depending on your size, your shape, your body composition, and your activity level. For the regular person who's doing their normal activities, you know, both in and out of the cold, somewhere in the neighborhood of probably 8 8-ounce glasses of water a day from all sources probably be sufficient. But again, I think it's so dependent on what you're doing and who you are that I think you just have to listen to your body.